does save you, and they help you win games. And being around, like I said, guys like John and Greg and so many other guys that were here over the years, you know, people always talk about that competition that went on within the pitching staff, and we did. We had it on, in a lot of different things. But it was always in a fun way and always in a respectful way, but always in a way that we honestly drove each other to be better, whether it was in pitching, ultimately the number one thing, or hitting, fielding, bunting, you name it. I mean, we all drove each other to get better at every facet of the game. And again, I've said this so many times, when you're around Greg and John and Avery and Pete Smith and all these other guys that were here over the years, when your rotations are deep like that, you don't want to be the weak link. You don't want to be the weak link. You know, I mean, it's like everybody better keep up because you don't want to be that guy that everybody's pointing at saying, well, if this guy was doing his job, would be in first place and having a better year. You don't want to be that guy. So being around those guys on a year-to-year basis, it pushed you to be better.
Tom, a two-pronged question for you. Can you remember the first time you went to Cooperstown? Maybe it was as a little kid growing up with your parents. And the second thing is, you've always been known as a guy that catches emotions in tech. How are you going to be able to do that in your speech?
I can remember the first time I went to Cooperstown. It was 6 months ago. I was up there with our 13-year-old Mason for that Cooperstown tournament that they run every summer, and it was unbelievable. You know, it was the kind of thing that, to be honest with you, I was kind of trying to stay away from there for as long as I could. I almost wanted to try and make that someday be that first time I was there. But it turned out that they were up there for that baseball tournament. We went, and it's a great town. It's a great place. You know, we got to go to the museum and toured around a little bit. And it was, you know, it's a really cool place when you start to look at the history of the game and you know, and the people that are in the Hall of Fame and what that means. So I'm looking forward to going back, I can tell you that. And, you know, as far as my speech goes, I don't know. You know, I know it's not going to be easy. You know, I think right now I'm more focused on having the right message and not forgetting to thank anybody. But there's no question in my mind that emotionally it'll be a tough thing to get through.
Hey, Tom. Scott Kimbler, All News 106.7. You've had a very impressive career, and certainly an impressive career with the Atlanta Braves. When you look back over that time period, is there a particular memory that stands out to you as saying, wow, this is my best memory as a Brave?
You know, probably the easiest one would be the World Series. I mean, that's what you play for. That's what you go to spring training for every year. You set your goal on being world champions. You know, there's certainly some other individual big games in there, and you know, the Cy Young Award years obviously come together. But you know, so many of those things are individualistic, and you're kind of left by yourself and your family celebrating that accomplishment. Whereas the World Series, I mean, that's the ultimate of what you're trying to accomplish as a team. And you know, like I've said before, there was no better feeling that night that we won the World Series to be able to run out on the field with, you know, 25 or 30 guys that you've been to war with all summer long and jump around like a bunch of morons out on the baseball field. And that doesn't get any better than that. You know, that's what you want. So that would be the one. I mean, to be able to have that opportunity and sharing that experience, you know, with so many guys that were there for the disappointing years that we didn't win the World Series and there for so many of the years afterwards to, you know, and a lot of guys, quite frankly, that I came through the minor leagues with. So to be able to deal or be able to take all of that in with all those guys, that would be the one thing that stands out the most.
Tom, your name has changed. I mean, there's Sir Paul McCartney, there's Oscar winner Tom Hanks. You are now Hall of Famer Tom Hanks, but at home...
Tom Glavine, not Tom Hanks.
Who knows? Give it time. Hey, but at home, has there been any negotiation of what you'd like to be called at home?
No, I just don't want my wife swearing at me, you know. Hey, you know what, get over here. No, I mean, that has a nice ring to it. It's something that... it's going to take me a while to get used to, there's no question about it. But, you know, after a long career, it's nice to have that added to it.